Sokal Polymorphism is available as a developer preview feature in Winter 13. Using Sokal Polymorphism, you can now do in a single query what would have taken multiple queries, thereby reducing the amount of code you need, and making your code easier to understand and manage. Polymorphic relationships. Polymorphic relationships are not as scary as they sound. A polymorphic relationship is a relationship where the referenced objects can be one of several different object types. For example, the what relationship field in an event can reference an account, or a campaign, or an opportunity. The last modified by relationship field in an event, however, can only reference a user and is not polymorphic. Without Sokal polymorphism, you have to do extra work when making queries that involve polymorphic relationships. Since you don't know in advance what type of object is being referenced, you might have to get the ID of a name object instead, process this information in some logic code, and then do a second query using information from that name object to get to the content of the referenced object. Sokal polymorphism lets you do all of this work in a single query. Sokal polymorphism example using typeof. With Sokal polymorphism, you can provide instructions directly in the Sokal query on what to do for each possible type of object. You do this via the new typeof clause. Here's an example using the event.what polymorphic relationship mentioned earlier. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The contents of the typeof clause is where the Sokal polymorphism magic happens. For each event record, the what field will be checked. If the field references an account, the query will retrieve the referenced account's phone and number of employees fields. If the field references an opportunity, the query will retrieve that opportunity's amount and close date fields. Note that we're also selecting the subject field from event, showing we can mix regular field selection with polymorphic field selection. Suppose you had the following account, opportunity and event records in your organization. Account records. Name phone number of employees ACME 212-555-5555-680 Global Media 905-555-1212-14668. Opportunity records. Name amount close date Global Media 400 widgets 40,000.0 February 28, 2010 ACME 1,200 widgets 140,000.0 January 30, 2010 ACME 600 widgets 70,000.0 March 28, 2010 ACME, 200 widgets 20,000.0 May 31, 2010. Event records. Subject name of account or opportunity referenced by what field ACME event ACME Global Media event Global Media Global 400 widget event Global Media, 400 widgets ACME 600 widget event ACME, 600 widgets. Running the previously shown Sokal query would result in something like the following result set, where fields from both related account and opportunity records are retrieved. Event.subjectAccount.phone or opportunity.amountAccount.number of employees or opportunity.closeDate ACME event 212-555-5555-5608 Global Media event 905-555 1212-14668 Global 400 Widget Event 40,000.0 February 28, 2010 ACME 600 Widget Event 70,000.0 March 28, 2010. Tell me more. For a working demo of Sokal polymorphism, take a look at the demo used for the Using Sokal to Boost Mobile and Web App Performance Dreamforce 2012 talk. Go to https://login.salesforce.com and log in as guest at sokal.dreamforce.demo.org, with a password of 123,456. Click on the Poly Demo tab to see a working example of a Sokal query using Sokal polymorphism to query the what field of the event object. Sokal polymorphism is developer preview in Winter 13, so please contact salesforce.com to enable this feature for your organization. Also, note that Sokal polymorphism type of clauses cannot be used in Sokal used in the streaming API or bulk API. More details on using Sokal polymorphism and considerations are in the Sokal type of documentation in the Sokal and SOSL reference guide. Sokal polymorphism is a powerful feature that can simplify your code. Play around with a few queries and you might learn to love them too.